With KZU News, I'm Dylan Music. The owner of the Moss Landing battery plant that burned in January is claiming hundreds of millions of dollars in losses as local residents and business owners line up to sue. KZU's Scott Cohn reports.
In its annual report to shareholders, Vistra Energy says the portion of the facility that burned is a total loss, $400 million, and with the rest of the plant still offline, the company says those losses could grow. Meanwhile, a fourth federal lawsuit has been filed against the company, this one by a Royal Oaks couple who say the fire contaminated their property and hurt their art business. Attorney David Hollenberg, who represents several of the alleged victims, says more suits against Vistra are coming.
They need to answer for what they knew, what was in it, and what they're going to do to ensure that it doesn't happen again.
Vistra says it's reviewing the lawsuits, but adds that testing has not detected risks to soil or public water supplies. Scott Cohn, KZU News.
The Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf is closed through tomorrow morning for emergency water main repairs. Officials stress this has nothing to do with the partial collapse in December that closed the wharf for 2 weeks. Mike Gazzi is Santa Cruz City Parks Superintendent.
Any piece of, you know, raw infrastructure exposed to a salt air environment is going to experience wear and tear. And unfortunately, water line breaks are kind of a normal part of business.
Godsey says the city timed these repairs to minimize the impact on businesses. This is KZU News. I'm Dylan Music.